There are nearly 1.5 million electric vehicles on U.S. roads. EV boosters concerned about climate change say many more are needed. With little happening at the federal level, NPR's Jeff Brady reports that they're having success getting states to help.
At a parking lot just outside Trenton, New Jersey, we're standing next to Pam Frank's orange Chevrolet Bolt.
And I picked orange, not because I like the color orange, but because I wanted the car to be noticed.
Frank heads the coalition that got a new EV law passed in New Jersey recently. More on that in a minute. But first, we're going for a drive.
People like to say gas pedal, and you have to say no, accelerator.
Frank says her little orange Bolt reduces her carbon footprint, it's quiet, and it's fast.
I better slow down or we're going to get a ticket.
We stop at a public charging station, and Frank tells me about her group's big success. New Jersey's new law includes up to $300 million in rebates over 10 years to electric vehicle buyers.
And it's not just any old rebate, it's cash on the hood rebate.
And the law sets ambitious goals. In 20 years, 85% of cars sold in New Jersey have to be electric. It calls for new charging stations around the state to overcome range anxiety. That's the fear a car's battery will run out with no place to charge. Among the supporters were electric utilities. They've been seeing weaker demand for electricity because of more efficient appliances and lighting. More EVs means more electricity sold. Chris Budzinski is with the utility company Exelon.
New Jersey is an exciting one because outside of California, it's probably the biggest piece of legislation that we've seen that's supportive of clean transportation.
This, as the federal government seems to have taken a back seat in advancing EVs. There are federal tax credits up to $7,500, but only for the first 200,000 cars a manufacturer sells. GM and Tesla already hit that ceiling. Along with New Jersey, other states are helping the EV market, notably Maryland, Minnesota, and Oregon. Budzinski says all this is good for utilities.
This does represent one of the most significant or more significant opportunities for us, probably over the course of the last 100 years, with the exception of the introduction of air conditioning.
Not everyone is happy. Oil companies stand to lose gasoline sales. They've opposed some state efforts, often echoing arguments from consumer advocates like Stephanie Brand. She directs New Jersey's Division of Rate Counsel and defends utility customers' interests.
Most of those customers can't afford an electric vehicle because the cheapest electric vehicle at this point is about $30,000.
Often state programs allow utilities to collect ratepayer money to build things like charging stations. Brand says that's not fair because poor ratepayers are subsidizing wealthier ones who can afford an EV. Electric car advocates point out that everyone benefits from cleaner air, and there are studies showing a lot more EVs on the road could actually reduce rates.
But until you reach a critical mass of electric vehicles, you're not going to see those effects.
Brand says her concerns were addressed in New Jersey's legislation. Money from a fund already dedicated to public benefits will be used for the EV rebates. Elsewhere, debates like this will continue as more states seek to boost electric vehicles. In fact, Pam Frank plans to take her Orange Bolt and her coalition to neighboring states in the Northeast very soon. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Trenton, New Jersey.